Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Sherry Lynn has written a riveting romance suspense-filled Hawaiian trilogy. The first in her novels is Hawaiian Dreams, the second Hawaiian Flames, and the final book in the trilogy, Hawaiian Embers, where love and danger collide. In this epic conclusion, brace yourself for a roller coaster ride of emotions, where every page turn brings us closer to the edge of our seats, desperate to uncover the truth and discover the fate of our beloved characters. Sherry Lynn is the owner of a small business in southern Michigan, which keeps her busy along with caring for her special needs son, Brian, who holds a very special place in her heart. Over the years, Sherry has been involved with Compassion International, a ministry aiding children in third world countries, bringing them and their families out of poverty, providing them with food, education, medical assistance, and teaching them the love of Christ. She's been featured in De Mode magazine, a literary magazine, in the September-October issue of 2023 for her first two books and the July-August issue of Simply Hers. Sherry Lynn, author of the critically acclaimed romance suspense Hawaiian Trilogy, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Sherry. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you for having me today.
It is our pleasure. What a wonderful job you've done with this trilogy. People love it, except it's over with now. This is book three in the trilogy, so the story is over. Yeah. They love the journey that you've taken them on. Tell us a little bit about your life and how you came to write novels.
Well, I started out on a farm when I was growing up, and I grew up with three older brothers and two older sisters. And I got married at the age of 19, and I married a very wonderful man who we were together 41 years before he passed away with lung cancer in 2013. We raised three children. I have an older son that passed away when he was 21 in a tragic accident. And then my daughter, Wendy, who is married to her husband, Joe, they have a little daughter, my little granddaughter, Madeline. And then my youngest son, of course, you had mentioned, has autism. He's special needs and he's nonverbal. Well, throughout our years being married, I worked some jobs. I was a waitress for a time and a restaurant manager. And also I started my business. A cleaning service business, all before the age of 40. So anyway, as time passed, I carried on the business after my husband passed, and we ended up with this COVID-19, and we were in a lockdown. Yes, we were in lockdown for a while. I wondered, you know, what in the world am I going to do with myself when I retire? So I decided that I might write a book. And I kind of chuckled because I called my daughter and I asked her, I said, what do you think about this? Do you think I should actually write a book? And she said, hey, I'd go for it, Mom. You know, just do it. So her and I kind of got together, and she did a lot of the research on the first one and did some of the editing and, you know, found a publisher for me. And I just started, and I wrote the first book, and then it became the second book. And then finally this third book in the trilogy, I really felt passionate about writing about this subject. So anyway, it was released just recently, the 1st of April of this year.
And receiving rave reviews. Now, all three of the books are available. I'll direct you to, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. But I'll send you to Sherry's website, which is SWLynne.com. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we'll talk about that because there are discounts available if you order the book there as well. Information on all the books, you can order them there. It's amazing how so many books, so many secondary occupations started during the COVID years. You spent the most of them in a very good way by starting this and being so successful. When you started the first book, Hawaiian Dreams, did you know this was going to be a trilogy? Did you start out with three books in mind, or did it just take off? Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes, I did actually think of it as a trilogy. And, you know, the names, I just felt, because it takes place in Oahu, I just felt the names were appropriate. The first one with Hawaiian Dreams, the second one with Hawaiian Flames, and then the third one, Hawaiian Embers. I didn't know exactly how I was going to do each book. I knew the first one, I wanted to write about my husband's dream of owning a restaurant, a Hawaiian restaurant, actually. So anyway, I started there. And of course, I have my business, which I have contracts with the state police. And they kind of helped me with some crimes. You know, I always listen while I'm there. I hear them talk about all kinds of things, drug trafficking, you know, human trafficking, you know, some, you know, suicides, all this kind of stuff, homicides. So, you know, I just would ask them questions about different things and about how I should maybe present this in a book. And they would answer me, you know, they would kind of tell me that, you know, you need to figure this one out for yourself, but we'll answer your question as best as we can.
Yes.
So that's how I started with the first one. And then it just kind of progressed into, you know, from loan sharking to drug trafficking to human trafficking.
That's so interesting. And the research, you were like right there. So you had ground level. This is not like you're reading something in a textbook or researching something. You're listening to conversations with law enforcement officials. So you've got really an inside look at what they go through. When you let's start with the Hawaiian Embers. How long did it take you to write that book?
That one took me a year to write. It took some research. I was working out at the I-94 stations, the weigh scales, and I saw this little card on the table that said, "Make the call, save lives." And it was Truckers Against Trafficking. And so I started asking them questions, and it was just kind of heartbreaking to hear yes. them tell me about some things. And they asked if I wanted to see a video. And I said, well, yeah, sure, I have a little time. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I did get through part of it. And just what I saw was just, I just can't describe it. And it's just unbelievable the amount of children that are taken through kidnapping or even sold into the human trafficking ring. Yes. And it's just unbelievable. And I really felt like this last book, that's where I had to put myself into these situations and try to bring the characters to life so that people would understand that this is real. Even though this book is fiction, it's real.
Well, that's why this book, I think, is doing so well. And you read the reviews and they're really excellent. It's one thing to hear about human trafficking on television programs, mm-hmm. radio programs, getting it second, third hand. You hear the stories, you've heard them again. What great research you've been able to come across as you were writing these books. But in this entertainment mode of writing the novel, you're able to give us people that we can visualize and what they're going through to tell the story. The book is Hawaiian Embers, the third in the trilogy by Sherry Lynn, our guest on the program. She spells her name S-H-E-R-I-L-Y-N-N-E. If you're Googling, her website is very simple, swlynnbooks.com. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Books available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. It's interesting you talk about the small business that you have, taking care of your son, Brian. Now you're an author. This is almost like, I would think, a full-time job, at least mentally, in preparing all of this. How do you juggle everything? How do you manage your time?
Oh, it's not easy. And, you know, there's just some days I just go with the flow. I just get up in the morning. We handle breakfast. You know, if I have to be at an account that day, I'm up early, out the door by 8 o'clock, you know, work my day, come home, I do dinner and, you know, spend time with Brian. And then usually if he's quiet, I will sit down and start writing. It has been hard to, once you write a book, you have to do the marketing, and it's very, very hard to try and fit all that in. And I've had some people that could help me through it, but it all takes time. And like I said, every day is different. And I just do what I can in that day, and then, move on to the next day.
For people who are thinking about, I'd love to write a book, but I don't think I have the time. Or if you're juggling a lot in your life, that so much sage advice there with just go with the flow. That sort of, if you plan a day too much and too rigidly, you're going to be disappointed, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And if you don't accomplish everything you want to do, you can get very discouraged.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you're sitting there going, I could use another 4 or 5 hours here because I still have things unchecked on my list. So I know exactly what you're talking about. The book is Hawaiian Embers. That's the third in the trilogy, Hawaiian Dreams, the first, Hawaiian Flames, the second, final in the trilogy, Hawaiian Embers, the focus of our conversation today. Briefly, tell us a little bit about the book, the storyline in the book that's got people talking and, more importantly, thinking.
Well, it starts out with a little girl being saved by a detective, Detective Williams, and Mark Trevain, who is one of the main characters in the book. And they save this little girl from a human trafficking person. And Tammy, who is the mother of the little girl, works at Mark's restaurant. So they kind of get a little attraction towards each other, along with trying to keep her little girl safe. And so anyway, the story goes on, and there's quite a bit of danger and chaos throughout the book. And then their romance kind of gets started. And it's just, I try to put myself in every character that's in the book to kind of bring every character out and what their emotions, what they're feeling, the danger that surrounds them and the love and attraction that they have for each other. And it's just, you'll just have to read the book, to find out everything that happens in the book.
Yes.
But, it was a little bit hard to write it, but as I got going in the book, it just became more easier. And sometimes when you're in a scene, it just kind of writes itself. You're sitting there and you're thinking that, I kind of want it to go this way, but then it goes another way. And you just wonder, okay, that sounds better, and it just kind of flows out of you once you get going.
You have such a range of emotions in the book, in this book, Hawaiian Embers, in all of the books in the series. You've got love, you've got humor, suspense, you've got thrills, romance, gripping storytelling. Talk about how to balance all of that. There's such a variety there, which really makes it lifelike, because in life we have variety. It's not one same emotion all the time. It can be love in one moment and thrilling, 10 minutes from now. So we go through balancing that in life. How did you do that in writing and telling the storytelling and incorporating all these different elements?
Okay. Well, each book is based on events, actually true events. The first book with my husband and I mean, it's not us, but it's the characters are based on our early events. And also the second and third one, of course, there's an older brother in the second book. And so I interviewed him and his wife, and they kind of give me ideas about how they started out. And same with the third book. And then, of course, working with Michigan State Police, and I incorporated the other elements in there with the crime and everything that goes on in the book. But I wanted to bring about, these characters are, have real lives. I mean, they've been through divorce. They've been through broken relationships. They've had times where they've had a lot of fun, and they share their, times that they were together. And it's just a lot of different things that I could use to put in each character to make the book come alive and make it fun and also make it, suspenseful. and romantic.
And the characters do come alive. It's very visual. You can actually see these people. You feel after you read for a while that you really know these people, and you're rooting for them. You're with them as they go through all these different difficult circumstances in their lives. What message do you hope the reader takes away after reading this particular book in the series, Hawaiian Embers? What do you hope the takeaway is for the reader?
Well, what I hope for my readers is when they read this book, they will become more aware of human trafficking. I mean, we all hear about it. We all, you know, don't really know what goes on in human trafficking. And I just hope that they would become more aware of their surroundings. You know, if they're out in a shopping mall or, you know, in their neighborhoods, if they see something suspicious going on, that they would report it. I think that, you know, these victims, you know, what they go through. And I just kind of portrayed a little bit of that in the book, that, you know, it might be something that, you know, they just can't comprehend. Anyway, I just feel like they should, I don't know, I just feel like they should just become more aware of,
yes,
you know, around them, and just not be afraid to report it, because these victims go through abuse, they go through drug abuse, they go through rape. You know, you just can't imagine what a victim is subjected to.
It's hard to read Hawaiian Embers and not be aware of what's going on, and be aware as you're traveling, even locally, and going in and out of establishments, walking down the street. If you see something, be sure to report that. That all comes to real life in the novel by our guest on the program, Sherry Lynn. This number 3 in the trilogy. This one is Hawaiian Embers. How difficult was it to end the trilogy? Was there any regret that, like, oh, maybe I could get a fourth one out of this? I hate to leave these people behind. How difficult was it to wrap up this story?
It wasn't difficult at all, because of all the 3 books, you know, each one had an ending to it. And it just, and I just kind of put their lives, you know, where they were at that time within the first 2 books. And then of course the 3rd book, and it wasn't hard to end it at all, but I am going to do a couple of spinoffs of this series. So be prepared, because I think Detective Zach Williams, who was in the book, all 3 books, needs to have his own book. So it'll be a little different take, but definitely I've been thinking about that down the road.
Interesting. Good news for the readers of the Hawaiian trilogy, the fact that Detective Zach Williams may live on, probably will live on, so we'll be looking forward to that. All the information on these books and what's coming up for Sherry at her website, SWLynne.com. That link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And I mentioned discounts available there. Talk about how that works, Sherry, if people go to your website looking for books and ordering them from your website.
Yes, if they go to the website, on the top bar, you can see where you can buy my books. And you just click that on, and it will come up where the books are sold locally in my area, and a My Store. So if they click on the My Store, it will take them right to my books, and the discounts are there. They can order, you know, just Hawaiian Embers, or they can order all 3, or they can just start out with the first book. And yeah, it's very easy. It's very safe, and then I will get the books right to them.
And again, we have all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I understand as well you're working on a historical novel, romance novel. Tell me about that project.
Yes. Well, this one is actually based on my grandparents coming over from Hungary in 1910. Now, Rick, I don't know anything about how they met, what their lives were like in Hungary. I do know through the research that I've done that there were a lot of wars going on around them, Of course, Hungary is an inland country, so it isn't near the water. So they've got borders all the way around them. And most of them were enemies of Hungary, except for Croatia, which was, they did a lot of trade with that country. But anyway, it's just going to be a book about two people meeting and maybe falling in love. I don't know how I'm going to draft this book as yet. There's going to be an attraction there. I don't want to say everything, but it's going to be based on them, you know, finding a path out of their country to come to America, to a free world. And with the war steaming up, possibly World War I around the corner, they wanted out. So that's kind of how that story is going to go.
I'm sure you will make these characters come alive. We will fall in love with them as we do your characters. We really feel for them. You create this this empathy with your characters, and we'll be looking for that. Again, you can follow that on the website when the book's available, swlinbooks.com, and order the books we're talking about here as well. Talk briefly, I got a minute or so left here. The research, what's this like for you? The research, historical novel, you have to go back in time. Just as you're telling about it, it's sort of a fascinating period in history, isn't it? It has to be fascinating to go back and to look at the history of that time.
Right, right. I even go back just a little bit farther to my great-grandparents' time period of 1896. And so my grandmother was a little girl at that time. And there was a millennial that was celebrated in Hungary of 1,000 years that they became a country. So I kind of started the book out with that in mind, and telling the story about how she's growing up, and, you know, they go to this millennial fair, and it's just magnificent. And the exhibits that they had there were so far into the future. It was just unbelievable. So anyway, yes, I had to research a lot on the internet where I could see pictures of the different exhibits, the history, and all of that. And so I kind of put that first part of the book together there, and then it will jump into 1910 when she's older and she meets this soldier that is very high up in the ranks.
Well, we will look forward to that, and hopefully we can talk about that book as well. It's been a pleasure having Sherry Lynn with us on the program to talk about her Hawaiian trilogy, Hawaiian Dreams, Hawaiian Flames, and the latest and final book in the trilogy, Hawaiian Embers. All this information on our website. Sherry, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for taking time with us. Hopefully we can do this again. A pleasure to have you with us on the program.
Thank you very much for having me. I really enjoyed it today.
And our pleasure. And all the books available at Sherry's website, which is SWLynn, LYNNE, books.com. Books also available wherever books are sold. My thanks to KingPagesPress.com, Sherry's marketing partner, for establishing our conversation today. Mm-hmm. All this information, once again, links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.